The Lions placed both of their starting safeties on the reserve are physically unable to perform list at Sunday's cutdown. Kirby Joseph with a knee injury, Brian Branch recovering from what Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk reported as a torn Achilles. And that turns the September secondary from a question into a ruling. Neither can play before Week 5 against the Cardinals, per the team's website. Our August 23rd episode put the question on this designation as 4 games or none. The answer came back 4, and it came back twice. The Achilles report also explains, after the fact, why Branch's timeline ran longer than Joseph's. Our August 23rd episode carried timelines for both without a named injury, and the team itself has not confirmed the Achilles in anything we could cite. What's left at the position? Chuck Clark and Avante Maddox, the two veterans our last episode already had running those spots, with Christian Easian working back from a leg injury, Thomas Harper, and Amaris Brown, who left Saturday's finale in the fourth quarter with an upper body injury, per Justin Rogers at the Detroit Football Network. John Whitaker at Pride of Detroit expects the front office to work the waiver wire or free agency at safety. The opener is the Saints, September 13th. The 53 behind that ruling is thin in ways Detroit chose. The roster carries 2 quarterbacks and 4 wide receivers, per Tim 20-man's breakdown at the team's website. Jared Goff and Josh Dobbs, then a receiver room of Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamison Williams, Isaac Tesla, and Tay Martin. Dobbs settled the backup job with the finale, 15 of 19 for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns, 3 scoring drives, per 20-man. An undrafted rookie Luke Altmyer was waived, with Dave Burkett at the Detroit Free Press reporting Campbell's preference for a veteran in the role. Burkett also reported the expectation that Altmyer returns on the practice squad if he clears waivers. His rookie guarantees were structured at practice squad compensation. But practice squads cannot form until waivers clear and nothing has been signed. The third tight end job went to Jackson Meeks, a converted receiver who beat out veteran Tyler Conklin on special teams value, per 20-man. The rest of the ledger, compressed, linebacker Troy Reeder, defensive end Miles Adams, receivers Greg Dortch and Tom Kennedy, defensive tackle Chris Smith, running back Travion Williams and tight end Zach Horton were among roughly 35 cuts, per Burkett and Alper. Center Cade Mays, fractured wrist, and edge Peyton Turner went to injured reserve and tackle Giovanni Manu to the reserve chalked non-football injury list, per 20-man, while undrafted rookie edge Eric O'Neill made the team, per Whitaker. The announcements landed nearly 2 hours past the 6 p.m. Sunday deadline, which Nolan Bianchi of the Detroit News speculated came down to the tight turnaround from Saturday's game and to Campbell wanting to tell each cut player in person, per Nathan Doherty at Heavy. Campbell's own description of the weekend, after the finale, an exciting time and, also, kind of a somber time, per Doherty at Heavy. That finale, briefly, Lions 25, Colts 16 in Indianapolis on Saturday, with Detroit outgaining the Colts 356-229 and converting 13 of 18 third downs, per 20-man. Jacob Saylors ran 17 times for 100 yards and made the roster. Travion Williams added 57 yards and 2 1-yard touchdown runs and was released the next day, per 20-man. Ennis Rakestraw, whose ankle scare filled half a paragraph of our last episode, played and produced 6 tackles and a diving interception, per Rogers, and made the 53 at cornerback. Kicker Jake Bates missed 2 extra points, which Christian Buer at Lions on SI flagged as a consistency question despite the leg strength. Besides Brown, 2 others left the game hurt. Running back Jabari Small on a kickoff return collision and cornerback Ekow Boydo on a tackle attempt, per Rogers. Now the correction. Our last episode listed Isaiah Pacheco among the players who sat against Washington, filed next to Goff and Gibbs with no injury attached. That read, is dead. Campbell revealed this week that Pacheco has been dealing with a sprained MCL and now a back injury. I can't give you anything definitive on a return date, per MLive.com, and his week 1 status is uncertain. The better news came earlier in the week. Sam Laporta returned to practice on Tuesday and is on track for the opener barring a setback, per Maliha Akhtar at Pro Football Network, with Campbell calling the hip a little aggravated and saying the team feels good long-term about him. And Cedric Wilson Jr.'s knee, the one injury Campbell declined to minimize after the Washington game, I'm worried on that one. Ended his season in Detroit. Injured reserve Monday, released with an injury settlement Wednesday, per Doherty at Heavy. the center picture settled the way the week pointed. Juice Scruggs starts. Tate Ratledge stays the insurance behind him. And rookie Seth McLaughlin entered the concussion protocol during cut week, missed the finale, and still made the 53, per Rogers. Detroit signed center Gus Hartwig on Tuesday for depth, per Pro Football Talk, which also reported linebacker Damone Clark to season-ending injured reserve the same day. Rookie edge Derek Moore, held out again late in camp, is expected back on the field sometime in the week after rosters were finalized, per MLive.com. Back in July, we previewed Detroit as a team priced at its December strength, a real bounce case attached to a September secondary that amounted to a scheme dare with no proven names, and cut day put a number on the dare, 4 games minimum, twice over, before either proven name is eligible. The bounce half of the case took one step in each direction. Laporta came back and is on track for the opener, while Pacheco went from a presumed rest day scratch to an MCL and back question with no date attached. The July red didn't move. It got a designation. What to watch next? The waiver wire clears and the practice squads form behind it. Where this week's roughly 35 cut names land is the next episode's job, and Whitaker's expectation is that Detroit shops at safety while it happens. Beyond that, whether Pacheco practices this week and whether the safety pairing that meets the Saints on September 13th is still Clark and Maddox once the wire has cleared, we'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.